across the middle, so he takes a lot of hits. But one of the things that Luke said there with Patrick, that second half of the second quarter, it was a little sloppy, and penalties derailed some things. You don't want to finish the half that way. I think Wisconsin fans feel like this should be more than 14. You missed a field goal, but you've also, the defense has kind of bailed you out. So this is a half now where we saw last week for the first time all season that this team could play a full game of football. USC, we didn't. Now it's on the road. You know Rutgers is going to come out. I really think this first drive of this third quarter is going to tell you everything you need to know about where this game is headed. And Wisconsin, been very successful running the football, doing things. They're going to get an opportunity to showcase that right now.
Jack Scullion will kick off, and kicking into the wind, Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are deep, and they steer it to Iacomelli. He'll catch left side, 15 across the 20, 25 to the 30. Iacomelli up near the 35-yard line. Okay, Iacomelli with a nice return. Badgers begin from their 34 as the second half is underway.
Get the sense listening to Luke Fickell's comments there. This is going to go to the big fellas up front. And that doesn't mean it's going to be every play, but you like what you saw from Tywee Walker, 18 for 93. This is going to be one of those halves. I think you're going to lean heavily on these guys up front and really push on this Rutgers defense.
Stretch Kekahuna, slot to the right. Off that big game last week. First play from scrimmage. Hand off Walker. Makes one man miss. Working the right side across the 35 and up to about the 37-yard line. Gets three hard yards there. 37 of Wisconsin, actually close to the 38, we'll say. Second down at about 6 for the Badgers. Just shy of their 38-yard line. Walker the running back. Kekahuna slot left. Lock looks the throw. Looking, sets, throws, caught Kekahuna, 45 to the 50, and Tretch Kekahuna into Rutgers territory. Moses Walker, the linebacker, on the tackle at the 49-yard line of Rutgers.
Took a little time to develop. Kekahuna comes from the left side, kind of goes into the middle of the defense. A lot of time, a lot of space. Nice first down pick.
On first and 10, Locke again. Quick toss, Kekahuna again, the catch inside the 45, and steered out of bounds by Kaj Sanders at the 43 of Rutgers. Well, Tretch last week in that Purdue game, 6 catches, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. And with Will Pauling shaken up at the end of the half, if the Badgers throw it much, he figures to be a busy man perhaps. Ball at the 43 of Rutgers, second down and 4. 3 receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right. Shotgun snap to Locke. He'll feed Tywee Walker, who gets tossed back behind the line of scrimmage. Dariel Bajome, the linebacker, makes the play. They mark it right at the 43 of Rutgers. The Badgers looking at a 3rd and 4.
That was a case there. It was a zone play out, and he cut it back maybe a little bit too early, not able to set up that block for Renfro, and that is a big reason why we lost the yard.
They go again. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Walker, the running back. You got Anthony Kekahuna and Nowakowski to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Play clock is at 6. Lock gets them organized. Walker shifts to the left of the QB. Snap to Lock. Pressure coming. Braden throws, and it's incomplete. Went through the hands of Vinny Anthony over the middle. Shaquan Loyal was there to help disrupt. As the Badgers miss an opportunity there. And now it's 4th down and 4 at the Rutgers 43.
Good job of picking up. Rutgers does a lot of line stunting. The left side of Wisconsin's offensive line passed all that off. That was a good throw. Give Rutgers a little credit there. He got the hand in there. He was able to strip that ball away, forcing a Wisconsin punt.
Atticus Bertrams on to punts, and they get a little pressure on him, but Bertrams gets the kick away. Gunners are down trying to save it and unable to. It'll be a touchback, as Max Lofi was sprinting down there, unable to keep it in play, and Rutgers will start at its 25-yard line when play resumes. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 12:50 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Go Badgers, go Packers, go to McFarland's. Sorry, I got on a roll. But if you want to put points on the board, it's hard to go wrong when you pass, kick, or just run into McFarland's. With tires, hardware, ag machinery, and power equipment sales, parts, and service, chainsaws, snow blowers, RTVs, as well as rental equipment for projects and parties, well, it's a no-brainer touchdown to shop here at McFarland's, 780 Carolina Street, one block south of Highway 12 in Sauk City.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Still 14-0 Wisconsin, 12:50 left in the third quarter. Let's get an injury update. Patrick, what do you have on Will Pauling?
Yeah, checked in with the sports medicine staff coming out of halftime, and Will Pauling will not return to this game. They're calling it an upper body injury. Obviously, he got hit really hard at the final minute of the first half on the fumbled play. But he will remain in the locker room, I think, just as they keep evaluating and keep him out of this environment. But that means, like you said, probably a lot more of Tretch Kekahuna, just like we saw last time against Purdue in that second half.
All right, Rutgers starting at its 20-yard line. I think it'd be at 25, obviously, at the 20-yard line for the Scarlet Knights. First and 10 as they go right to left, south to north here in quarter number three. Wisconsin missing a chance there to get that first possession of the third quarter and do some damage. We'll see if the Badger defense can continue to play it the way it did in the first half as Callie McManus will ride it, give it to Manungai across the 25-yard line. And Jaheim Thomas there to take it down. Chaney as well, riding that one a long time. Callie McManus to Manungai in a gain of about 8. Second down and 2 for the Rutgers 28-yard line.
Put Sackman in a really tough spot because that is... We've seen that, you put it in that mesh point and ride it and ride it. He was walking with it. That's where you want to get some pressure down, make that decision a little tougher.
Two receivers right, one on the left. On second down and 2, Rutgers from its own 28-yard line. Callie McManus will give it to Manungai over the right side, gets the first down up across the 30-yard line to about the 31. Trying to get Manungai going. He had just 22 rushing yards on 11 totes in the first half. There's a gain of 8 and then a gain of 3 in his first two carries of the second half. First and 10 Rutgers from the Scarlet Knights 31. Amir Miller slot left and strong wide left. Chris Long is out to the right. Callie McManus gets him set with a play clock at 10. Manungai to the left of the quarterback. Callie McManus will give it to Manungai. A collision with Jake Chaney. Leon Lowry getting there as well. Play is blown dead at about the 34-yard line. Boy, Manungai was still fighting. Tried to squeeze a couple of more yards out of it, but they stopped the play at the 34 of Rutgers on a gain of 3, second down.
Chaney does a nice job there, but I just watching Ben Barton work. He took two guys on there and forced both. The job of those defensive linemen, you want to get in the backfield, make big plays, but you also want to eat up blockers. Barton, great job there, sucking up two guys.
Senior out of Stratford, Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right. For the Rutgers 34-yard line, we're at second down and 7. Callie McManus with the play clock at 2, at 1. Calls for the ball, gets a snap, gives Manungai across the 35-yard line and fights his way to about the 37. A lot of traffic in there. Kurt Neal among many up off the stack, and it's third down and four for the Scarlet Knights at their 37-yard line.
Manunga is fun to watch. He just keeps his feet moving, running hard. Wisconsin stemmed into a bear front, putting three guys covering up that guard center and other guard.
Samuel Brown, the running back now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Third and four, Rutgers with the Scarlet Knights, 37. Snap to Callie McManus, one pump, two pump, throws left side, incomplete, low, and unable to dig it out was Samuel Brown. Jaheim Thomas racing over there in coverage. And it's fourth down and four, Rutgers with the Scarlet Knights, 37-yard line with 10-10 left in the third quarter. Still 14-0, Wisconsin.
That's why you want to see him stay in that pocket and have to make those throws. He was able to pick up one first down with his legs. Very happy from Wisconsin's standpoint. He decided to not go and do that, spike that football, forcing a punt.
Jacob Anderson, who punted six times in the first half. On here early in the second. Snap is clean. Kick is away. Hunter Waller waving away the traffic. It'll hit inside the 20. A Rutgers bounce. They'll kill it at the 11-yard line of Wisconsin. So a good punt from Anderson of 52 yards and another break in the action here in Piscataway. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 9:59 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We carry a great selection of automotive accessories and maintenance products from the most trusted brands to help keep your vehicle on the road. Stay-Built Fuel Stabilizer keeps your fuel fresh in storage for up to 24 months, and it works with all gasoline blends. Pick up Stay-Built Fuel Stabilizer on sale now through October 13th. View our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Check out all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 9:59 left in the third quarter. 14-0. Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Badgers starting at their 11-yard line.
Saw some nice stuff there with Kekahuna being able to open up some space in the middle of the football field. But you feel like this needs to be a Tawi Walker physical O-line, lean on your guys type of drive here to get something moving.
Vinny Anthony, Chris Brooks come out to the right. Here's the give to Walker. Slips through to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30. Walker 35, 40. Cutting right and is taken down near the 45-yard line. They'll mark at the 44. Oh, a burst from Tawi Walker. We talk a lot about the tough yards. Showing a little dash right there for the Badgers.
Oh, Malman rides his guy down. You pull left guard Brunner. He comes over. Nowakowski does a nice job, and Walker sees it, hits it, and picks up a big chunk.
Darian Dupree in the game now, and he'll get the handoff. 45-yard line. Dupree twisting across midfield and into Rutgers territory. Dariel Jabome, the linebacker, trying to rip the ball away. Dupree's having none of it. Gain of 7, second down and 3 for the Rutgers 49.
Flip it, and you pull your right guard. He does the same thing. Nowakowski, again, really nice patience by Dupree, and then a physical finish to that run Nice start to this drive.
Dupree stays in there for the Rutgers 49. Second down and three. Play fake. Lock looking. Winds up. Throws it long down the middle. Caught Vinny Anthony inside the five. And is brought down at the two by Bo Masco. Beautiful ball. Vinny Anthony the catch. First and goal, Wisconsin.
Great throw. Set up by those last two runs. Get that safety to suck up a little bit. And Dupree, that's the second time I've mentioned, nice job of going over and picking up his rush man. Does a nice job protecting. Great throw, great catch.
Pistol formation on first and goal. Lock gives it to Dupree off the left side. And he is in. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Darian Dupree, a two-yard run. And the Badgers lead 20-0. The first career touchdown for the true freshman, Darian Dupree. Oh, big plays, explosive plays from Walker on the ground, Anthony through the air, and Dupree finishing. And the Badgers are up three scores.
Left side of Wisconsin's offensive line does a nice job, but Dupree is tackled at the 1 yard line, continues to turn his feet, was not going to be denied that first touchdown run.
Nathaniel Vakos with a PAT, and it is good. That trip to the red zone was brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Scoring drive, four plays, 89 yards. Took a minute, 45. We'll take a break. 8:14 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively. To put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership, from exclusive experiences to unique contents. Camp Randall Club gets closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. Tawee Walker, 21 totes, a buck 30 and a touchdown, helping set up a Darian Dupree touchdown. Patrick, Tawee's making some things happen here these last couple of weeks.
He is, and he must like this weekend of the year. This is the Red River rivalry when Texas and Oklahoma play. You remember he was at Oklahoma last year, and he had a big game in that one. 15 carries, had scored 2 touchdowns. He shared a picture on social media this week of him in his Oklahoma uniform with a cigar in his mouth after the locker room. He was a fan favorite in Oklahoma, even though he was kind of a reserve role. He's going to quickly become a Badger fan favorite here if he plays like this.
Yeah, turning in some work at Gavin Lahm. Kick will sail into the end zone for a touchback. Yeah, Tawee started one game, played in 11 for the Sooners last year, rushed for nearly 500 yards, but better than 5 a carry. And he's better than 6 a carry so far today.
He's having a day, and I think the decision that Luke Fickell and this offensive staff made to kind of turn it over and let someone grab a hold of that running back spot, Tawee has done it. He's taken it, and he is rolling with it.
Rutgers starting at its 25-yard line, 21-0 Wisconsin. 8 minutes, 14 seconds left, third quarter. Samuel Brown in at running back. Two receivers left, one on the right. Ethan Kaliakmanis. Just as he took the snap, the penalty marker flies as the play clock was winding down to lay a game against Rutgers.
Remains first down.
This is exactly what, if you're from Wisconsin standpoint, you're worried about Menungai coming into this. Now you're up 21. Rutgers going to have to play a style of game they don't want, and that is a good sign from a turnover standpoint and everything else that Wisconsin's trying to do.
For the 20-yard line of Rutgers, first and 15. Kelly McManus wants to throw. Badgers send three. A throw over the middle. It is tipped up. It's picked off by Preston Zachman. Inside the 35, down to the 31. It was Hunter Waller deflecting. Zachman gobbled it up. And here you go. First down, Wisconsin.
Energy, energy, energy. And you're seeing now you get to dictate what Rutgers is going to do. Hunter makes a great read on that, gets it up in the air. And Wisconsin has been chasing the football all day. They are hunting. And they just got a big score.
8:06 left in the third quarter. 21-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers off the Kaliakmanis interception. Fourth one he has thrown this season. Badgers again with a big-time threat. At the Scarlet Knights 31, Darian Dupree the running back. Vinny Anthony wide left. Tretch Kekahuna slot left. C.J. Williams breaks out wide to the right. Block has Dupree to his left, started the shift. Now he'll go behind the quarterback in a pistol formation. And the handoff goes to Dupree over the left side inside the 30-yard line. And he is taken down by Jordan Thompson at about the 25 of Rutgers on a gain of nearly five.
Just see the confidence of everybody. Dupree with a zone to the left, sees that Riley Malman just mauled his man into the dirt. And he cut right off of that backside block, got vertical quickly, and picked up five.
Ball just outside the 25 of Rutgers. Second down at about four. Here's the handoff to Dupree up the middle and fighting for the first down. He'll get it as he just leans. All kinds of Badgers leaning on Rutgers defensive players. And a first down inside the, or maybe right at the 20-yard line of Rutgers.
Just mass of bodies just continuing to churn and push. And Dupree, front side, it wasn't some gaping hole there. It was blocked up, and Dupree kept his feet moving. And it was almost rugby-ish where that pile just kept moving, picking up a first.
From the Rutgers 20, first and 10, double wide to the right with Williams wide. Kekahuna in the slot. 6:54 left third quarter, 21-0 Wisconsin. Badgers looking for more after the Zachman interception. Here's the give to Dupree, crashing into the left side of the line. Gets a couple of yards to the 18. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Even when Rutgers dials it up, they had their guy screaming off of the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Has him right there. Dupree made him kind of go head over heels, even though it wasn't a big gain. Another physical play. Wisconsin dominating the line of scrimmage on both sides.
Dupree remains in the backfield. Kekahuna slot right, motions left, comes back the other way. Locke will give it to Dupree, and he gets wrapped up by Moses Walker at the 17-yard line. Gain of just a yard. Third down and seven for Wisconsin as Tawee Walker will come back in for the Badgers, replacing Darian Dupree.
It's always fun to see when someone has some success. You just see the confidence building, and I know that wasn't some dominant run, but you just see Dupree gets that first touchdown, and you just see that energy bolt. It's fun to watch.
Third down and seven, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 17-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right, snap the lock, and a quarterback draw. Here's Brain, makes a man miss to the 15, to the 10, and he dives to the turf. He'll have the first down as Brain Locke, little quarterback draw action for the youngster out of Rockwall, Texas. First and goal, Wisconsin.
They don't love doing that a ton with Braden Locke, and he dropped back, sold the draw pretty good, and as an offensive lineman, you're trying to wash the guy back. It actually, the man over Brunner was able to kind of ellipse it a little bit. And Braden Locke fought through that initial surge and then didn't slide, dove, knowing where he needed to get, picked up that first down.
First and goal at the 9. Play clock is at 7. Rutgers getting organized. Locke under center. High backs behind him. And the handoff goes to Tawee Walker off the left side to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tawee Walker, a little walk-in off the left edge. Make it 27-0, Wisconsin.
Told you we should run more stuff under center. That was beautifully done. And I joke, but Rutgers is scouting and doing all this stuff. Not a ton of that stuff is shown. And that was another op where Rutgers had too many guys crammed inside. Walker with another great little bounce out, and nobody touches him. And Wisconsin is laying it on Rutgers as we look here in the third quarter.
4:45 left in this quarter. Nathaniel Vakos on for another PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Ford scoring drive, 6 plays, 31 yards, all on the ground. Took 3 minutes, 21 seconds as Wisconsin cashes in on the Preston Zachman interception. We'll take a break. 4:45 left in quarter number 3. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Fans, Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. From the experts at the State Journal, go to badgerextra.com. Search your app store today. 28-0 Wisconsin as we check in again with Patrick.
Two things from the sideline. One, Will Pauling is back out here on the field, which is a great sign to have him back with his team. Second thing is bully ball. That's the word being thrown around the bench. And as good as that offensive line is, I think it's time to give credit to the coaches too. What a great hire in bringing A.J. Blazek in to rebuild that line and also adding Casey Rabach. They came and just dominated that last possession. And we're starting to see it at Wisconsin O-line that is familiar to guys like Tausch, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Casey and so on and so forth.
It is fun to watch, and I think guys around here took it really personal that people were saying Rutgers is more physical and everything else. That has been answered today so far. It has been Wisconsin, Route City.
Gavin Lahm with another kick that will not be returned. It bounces into and out of the end zone. 4:45 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers nothing, and the Scarlet Knights starting at their 25-yard line.
To add a little context to that physical beating that Wisconsin is giving Rutgers, 370 total yards to 137, the third down game, but it's been big plays, but the running just consistently what Walker's been able to do. Dupree is chipping in here in this second half, but really limiting what Rutgers can do, turning him into a passing team here.
Samuel Brown remains the running back. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Callie McManus will give it to Brown, and he gets met inside the 30-yard line. Fights his way near the 30. Jaheim Thomas with the first hit, then Preston Zachman with others getting involved. It's a hard 5 yards, right, to make it a hard 4 yards. He'll place at the 29. Second down and six, quickly on the ball. Callie McManus looks to throw, fires to the left, high pass, and it's incomplete. Intended for Ben Black, reached up, got a hand on it, couldn't pull it in. Zachman on the coverage. That pass just beyond the 45-yard line of the near side. Third down and six, Rutgers from its own 29.
There's going to be more opportunities for this defense to get picks and to get turnovers because this is not what Rutgers needs, wants to do. They're not good at it, and I think you're going to see more and more opportunities for Wisconsin to make big plays in the defensive side of it.
Callie McManus, 7 out of 22 for 69 yards. Trips to the right on third down and six. Rutgers from its own 29-yard line. Play clock is at 4. Callie McManus gets the snap. Badgers rushing 4. Drifting to his right, chased by McDonald, and throwing it up and away is Callie McManus. Cade McDonald getting a little pressure on the quarterback, and been a theme of the day for Mike Tressel's defense. A whole load of three and outs, and there's another one.
A lot of three and outs, and that was a concern, obviously, a couple of weeks ago. Wisconsin, you're always trying to improve off of the mistakes and maybe some faults that you have, and Wisconsin has been able to do that the last couple of games.
Jacob Anderson punting yet again. Wohler is deep at the Badger 28-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Rutgers 29. Rolling to the right, Anderson with the kick away, and Wohler again directing everybody away as that kick sails to the Rutgers sideline, and they're going to mark that all the way up at the 40-yard line in Wisconsin territory. With 4:09 left in the third quarter, 28-0 Wisconsin. That was just a 31-yard punt from Jacob Anderson. Came in averaging about 43 yards per kick. It's been busy, what, 8 punts for him here this afternoon.
You would think, and that's the second time. I mean, Kadenko made a great play on one earlier. You would think with some of Wisconsin's struggles with return, your best option at this point, put it in their hands and see. I know Hunter has put one on the turf already, but that was not the case there from Rutgers.
Darian Dupree in there at running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Locke fakes, reads it, pulls it, throws it, caught by Quincy Burroughs across midfield and into Rutgers territory at the 47-yard line. Good to see Quincy get involved. Redshirt sophomore out of Jacksonville, Florida. Just want to see this guy stay healthy, battle through some stuff in this early portion of the season. And Flip Dixon is shaken up. He is just on the chalk by the Rutgers sideline there, but I'm going to get him a little bit more out of harm's way. It was interesting with Burroughs because fans really haven't had a chance to see much of them. I was talking, Tosh, with Vinny Anthony this week, and Vinny was a track star as well as a football standout in high school in Louisville. I said, give me your relay team, your 4x100 outside of you. So you got Vinny Anthony, he's got Will Pauling, R.J. Delancey, corner, and he said he wants Quincy Burroughs running the anchor way. We haven't seen that, so it was hopefully he can stay healthy and get some opportunities moving forward, but he wants Quincy running the anchor leg of their 4x100.
Yeah, that's where you really hope you can get him healthy and let him start building some of that confidence because Vinny Anthony, we're seeing, he has really showed up the last couple of games with his big play potential, so for him to say that about the speed and everything else, it's you just hope that you can get these guys healthy and get a full stable here as this season you start hitting the home stretch.
The ball's at the Rutgers 47-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Badgers with 3 minutes and 47 seconds left of the third quarter. 28-0, Wisconsin. Tawee Walker, 22 carries for 139 yards. And 2 touchdowns. Darian Dupree, 9 totes for 24 and his first Badger touchdown. Dupree stays in there. Kekahuna slot to the right. As Locke will get it to Keka, or make that to Dupree, spinning off the left side. And he's to the 45-yard line, is driven back. Troy Rainey on the defensive line. Kaj Sanders as well out of the secondary. Gain of 2, second down and 8 from the Scarlet Knights 45-yard line.
We saw a little bit with Locke kind of pulling that football and getting it out to Burroughs. Rutgers is going to sell out now. They're going to start bringing guys off the edge. They're going to force Wisconsin to make that read and make some of those throws. Otherwise, there is going to be a lot less room to run.
And the Rutgers 45, second down and 8. Locke reads, pulls, throws, passes, batted away in the air, and it will fall incomplete. And make it third down and eight for Wisconsin at the Rutgers 45-yard line.
Kekahuna was wide open. Uh-huh. You saw everybody sell it out, and unfortunately that ball gets tipped, or his head would have hit the goalpost.
Yeah, Locke knew it too. He missed one there. So it's third down and eight. Ball at the Rutgers 45-yard line. Tawee Walker back in there at running back. Locke gets the snap. Four-man rush. Braden pressure. Pulls it down, and he gets hit hard and is taken to the turf. Combination of Jordan Walker and Jordan Thompson getting to Locke, who pops right back up, and the Badgers will send on the punt team on fourth down and 11 for the 48-yard line of Rutgers.
Haywood is in at left tackle for Jack Nelson, and Rutgers got a good rush there, a little bull rush, and that's all part of the growing process as a young offensive lineman, and very fortunate there. At this point now, Braden Locke has to be very, very cautious with the football. Punting here is not a bad thing.
Atticus Bertrams will do just that, and the kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Bremel, and he'll let it hit, and it will dribble into the end zone for the touchback. 2:13 left in quarter number three. We'll keep it here with the Badgers leading Rutgers 28-0.
Very nice here the last couple of weeks, and I think the way the first two games played out, you always kind of hope that you're going to get some young players in, and unfortunately those games maybe went a little tighter late than we would have hoped. But last week against Purdue, you get out to a big lead, and you're able to sprinkle some young guys in, because I can't tell you the importance when you're trying to establish yourself. Practice is great. Going out and doing it on the field, getting that confidence for both you and the coaches, big time.
Kyle Manungai back in there at running back for the Rutgers 20-yard line, first and 10. Kelly McManus looks to throw. Badgers send four. Drops it off to Manungai, and he gets hit right away by Christian Allegro at the 25-yard line on a gain of five. Manungai came into this game with five receptions of the season. Rutgers gets back on the ball. Minute 52 left in the third quarter. Snap to Kelly McManus with time. Throws to the left. That's caught by Dymir Miller. He is tapped out of bounds by Xavier Lucas, just shy of the 30-yard line. Third down, about a half yard to go for Rutgers. So again, no huddle offense. Kelly McManus will give it to Manungai off the right side. He'll get the first down. First hit from Aaron Witt, and then Zachman will come in and get the stop just shy of the 35, and that'll be a first down for Rutgers. So they'll continue with the up-tempo. 1:25 left third quarter, 28-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 Rutgers from the Scarlet Knights, 35. Kelly McManus throwing right side. That is caught by Miller, and he is sent out of bounds by Zachman across the 40 to the 41 of the far side. A gain of six.
Tough from Wisconsin's defense standpoint. You're up 28. How aggressive do you want to be? Will you give up these 3-4 yard outs they have here so far?
Here's the handoff to Manungai over the left side, and a burst. He'll get the first down across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Allegro able to slow him down. First and 10 Rutgers. If you're Wisconsin, you'll trade those yards for time right now. 48 seconds left in the third period. Kelly McManus quickly back on the ball, takes a snap under pressure, pulls it down. He's going to run across midfield, and he sneaks into Wisconsin territory at the 48-yard line, so he gets six out of it, second and four. Now to a half minute to play in the third quarter, 28-0 Wisconsin. No huddle offense continues for Rutgers. Kelly McManus reads it, keeps it off the right side, 45, and dives down to the 39-yard line of Wisconsin. Kelly McManus getting a little work done with his feet. Down to 13 seconds left in the third period. First and 10 Rutgers at the Badgers 39-yard line. Snap to Kelly McManus. Reeds keeps again. Works the right side, and it goes to the turf at the 37, beg your pardon, of Wisconsin. And that will wrap up the third quarter here in Piscataway. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Three quarters in the books. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Dane to Bowles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Update as we begin the fourth quarter here at Rutgers. Wisconsin leads 28-0. Over the last seven quarters, they've outscored Purdue and Rutgers 80-6. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Iowa leads Washington 23-10. That's about 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter in Iowa City. Top 25 college football, previously number one Alabama. Remember them last week when they lost at Vandy? They trail at home as the seventh-ranked team in the country to South Carolina, unranked, 19-14. That is early in the fourth quarter, Matt.
Yeah, a lot of unranked, beaten ranked teams last week, including Vanderbilt over Alabama. 28-0 here. Wisconsin leads Rutgers. We start the fourth quarter. Scarlet Knights going north to south, left to right with the wind. They have a second down and 8 at the Badgers' 37-yard line. Samuel Brown in there at running back now. They come out two receivers left. Chris Long wide to the right. Look over from Callie McManus. Gets him set with the play clock down to 10. The snap and the ride, and he'll give it to Brown off the right side and is rolled to the turf near the 30-yard line. Jaheim Thomas is there, and shaken up is the running back. That leg got caught in an awkward spot with Samuel Brown, and one of his teammates was waving over toward the sideline right away for some assistance.
Yeah, you hate seeing that with getting kind of tied up and then that leg goes underneath. You're riding that read option. Jaheim Thomas did a good job of sticking with it, bringing him down, and you just hope nothing big happened because that did get very awkward and that leg got caught underneath all the bodies.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break here. When you're out of town and want to keep up with live college sports, be sure to download the free Varsity Network app available for both Apple and Android. Listen to college sports live with the Varsity Network app. We'll step away. 13 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Boghead. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
In the heartland,
where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork during Porktober and all year long. Visit WPPA.org. A slow, very slow walk with assistance to the Rutgers sideline. Samuel Brown, the junior running back out of Philadelphia. Had a big touchdown run, and the Rutgers win against Washington a couple of weeks ago, but now really putting no weight. Leg really got caught in an awkward spot as he was taken to the ground. Very obvious that he has been in a lot of pain. We have 14:47 to play, 28-0. Wisconsin leads Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights will have a third down and two at the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Just checking us out. Will Pauling was injured late in the first half, out for the rest of the game, but back out there in the sideline with his team. Two receivers left, one on the right. Munungai, the running back. Valley Ekmanis will hand it to Munungai. He'll get the first down, hit hard, and he delivers the blow inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line.
You see a lot, obviously talented back, physical, hard-running. Luckily, Wisconsin has been able to control him all day.
On first and 10, Cali Ekmanis looks the throw, pressured, flushed right, looking, throwing, and it is incomplete. Intended for K.J. Duff at the 12-yard line of the near side. Hunter Wohler over there in coverage. Second and 10, Rutgers at the Wisconsin 22.
Wisconsin's done a really good job. When Cali Ekmanis gets outside that pocket, you force, and the coverage today has been really, really strong when he's gotten out of the pocket.
And the Badger 22-yard line, second and 10, Rutgers. Two receivers left, one on the right. And reading it, keeping it, is Cali Ekmanis off the right side, inside the 20, inside the 15, and down to the 13-yard line, gain of 9.
He doesn't love doing that, and he's got a brace on. He's fighting and competing. But I think Wisconsin will let him do that.
On third down, Munungai gets the handoff to the 10. Munungai to the 5. Munungai to the end zone. Touchdown, Rutgers. Well, Kyle Munungai has had a tough day. Maybe took out some frustrations on that run, and that gets Rutgers on the board here early in the fourth quarter.
I mentioned in the beginning of this drive, it's a tricky place to be. You're up 28, and you want to be very smart, but you also don't want to give any hope. And Rutgers was able to, you know, plug along there, took some underneath stuff, were able to run the football and get their first points of the afternoon.
28-6, Wisconsin. There's the extra point coming up from Jay Patel, beg your pardon, and the kick is good. That gets Rutgers its first points of the game. We'll step away. 13:48 remaining. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got your hauling needs covered. ToeSmart designs and manufactures tough, durable steel towing products that resist rust and corrosion. Check out the complete lineup of ToeSmart hitch balls and towing accessories in store. And don't forget to view the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2024. Kyle Manungai with a 13-yard touchdown run, 28-7. Wisconsin leading Rutgers early in the fourth quarter. Badgers will be heads up for potential onside kick here from the Scarlet Knights.
You don't have to declare like you do in the NFL with the new kickoff rules. So this is the always, you want to get big leads. That's what you want. You're looking for that. But it does make things a little trickier. And I thought going into that last drive, you're up 28. What do? You want to take a bunch of clock. You did that, but now it's a three-score game, and you just never feel comfortable until you can put it away. And right now, looks like Wisconsin is playing for an onside kick.
13:48 remaining. Intel has it set up and the run up. And the Badgers taking a timeout. Seeing the look. A little basketball action there. They saw the lineup. Intel kind of gave it away the way he teed the ball up there, actually. So
Wisconsin, they're first of the half. First time the wind hasn't knocked a ball off the tee, I feel like, from this side today, too.
Yeah, good point. Next week, the Badgers play at Northwestern in that makeshift stadium. Beautiful setting.
Excited for that.
Yeah, I'm eager to see it in person. I've seen watching their game the previous week, and the aerial views are just spectacular. You get a day like today, another sun splash day.
That and the fact, 15,000 people. And Northwestern surprised a lot of folks last night on that Friday night game where going into Maryland and just absolutely whooping up on them. So we always say it's tough in the Big Ten, especially when you go on the road, especially when you go to baby stadiums. That's another outlier that you have to put in there.
We got a little thing going at Northwestern when they're underdogs.
Wisconsin, it's always a struggle playing down there, no matter where you go.
All right, Patel with the run up, stops, and then pops it up. Fair catch signaled by Kekahuna, plays it safe, and he'll grab it at about the 32-yard line, and that's where the Badgers will begin first and 10.
So now it will be time to kind of answer that bell. You get up 28, you start kind of moving some guys, bringing some younger players in, and now Jack Nelson back in at left tackle. I think you start seeing that gap narrow a little bit. Time to put all the pedal down and finish this thing off.
Wisconsin today with 382 yards of offense, 168 on the ground, including 139 from Tawee Walker, who is in there at running back right now. And Locke will give it to him. Walker tripped up across the 35-yard line. Looked like he might have had some space. Somebody got him by the ankles, and a 4-yard run for Tawee to the 36, second down and 6.
Seen a lot of success today. Obviously, Tawee has seen a lot of success on the ground, pulling either guard. You've seen some where you pulled guards and tackles. In this case, pulled Huber. Nice job of coming over, kicking out, and I think an ankle tackle got him, or that would have been a big game.
Second down and 6. Badgers at their 36-yard line. Locked. We'll give it to Walker again off the left side. Penalty marker down. Walker drives up to the 39-yard line. I think a holding penalty coming up against Wisconsin.
Sure, I'll disagree with it.
Holding. Offense number 56. 10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
So they get the left guard, Joe Brunner. It'll be the fourth penalty against Wisconsin here this afternoon. So now they're behind the sticks, back to their 26-yard line. Second down and 16.
That's something Wisconsin has been really good at, and I'll knock on wood now. We haven't had a ton of sloppy holds, sloppy calls today, but really all season. We have not seen a lot of holds. That means guys are moving their feet, getting their hands inside. I did not see a replay, but I'm pretty sure that was not a good call.
Stunned you would say that. Little shovel pass, Lock hits Walker across the 25, and he gets wrapped up at about the 29-yard line by the defensive tackle, Malcolm Ray. Clock will continue to run with 12 and a half minutes remaining. 28-7, Wisconsin. The Badgers have a third down and 13 at their 29-yard line.
We've seen Wisconsin do a little bit more of that today, where it's more delayed and letting Rutgers scream up the field. That time, I think it was, I don't know if they're tired, almost too good of a job by the offensive line of not letting him get up the field, and that was a short gain on a little shovel.
Slot left, slot right. Shotgun snap to Lock. Backpedaling, looking, winds it up, lets it rip. Caught by Kekahuna across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Oh, what hands from Tretch Kekahuna as he took one away from a Rutgers defender looking for a pick. Kekahuna grabs it, first down to the 45 of Wisconsin.
You said it, because that ball was tracking right for Rutgers to pick that off, and Kekahuna went and snatched it right out of it and then was able to turn up and pick up the first down. That had disaster from up here. But Kekahuna went to go meet the ball. Big time pickup.
The linebacker, Dariel Jabome, thought he was going to have an interception.
2-8, I'm here.
For the 45 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Lock will hand it to Walker to the 50, 45, 40. He's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tawee Walker. As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
When you sell out and you're bringing everybody down, all you have to do is just get past that initial surge. The guys cover their guys up. Walker, that is as easy of a long touchdown run as you're going to see. Nobody touched him, and that should be your dagger for the afternoon here in Piscataway.
55 yards on the sprint to the end zone, 198 yards on the day for Tawee Walker. 34-7, Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos for the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Well, you had Tretch Kekahuna with a terrific play to extend the possession, and then you have Tawee Walker with a blow-by 55-yard run to the house. 25 carries, 198 yards for Walker. The Ford scoring drive, four plays, 68 yards, took 2 minutes, 37 seconds. 11-11 left of the game, 35-7. Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Richland Locker, this week's specials include a quarter loin bone-in pork chops for just $2.48 per pound and center-cut bone-in chops at $2.98 per pound. Savor oven-roasted turkey for $7.98 per pound and pepper jack sliced cheese for only $5.98 per pound. Don't forget to explore their wine selection. Buy four Wisconsin wines and get 10% off. Visit Richland Locker today for these great deals and more.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just ask Touchdown Takes Great Teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. Todd Wee Walker, a 55-yard touchdown run to make it 35-7 Wisconsin with 11 minutes, 11 seconds left in the game. Gavin Lahm set to kick off again, kicking into the wind. Thought Tawee Walker was really good last week. He has been even better here today. Is Lahm with this kick, hangs up in the air. Dremel runs up, catches at the 8, right side 10, 15, across the 20-yard line, and up to about the 25, and that's where Rutgers starts. First and 10 as we send it downstairs to Patrick.
Luke Fickell said something interesting this week. He said that last week the Purdue game was maybe the first time they've actually been able to experience just joy in the postgame locker room. All the other games that they've won last year and even the first